This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 21st. Tonight's County Commissioners meeting has been postponed until July 28th. A lightning strike damaged an air conditioning unit at the county office building on Webster Street last week, and repairs have not been completed. Several county offices closed early today due to the lack of AC. Another heat advisory is in place today, and heat indices pushed 107 or possibly higher before 8 p.m. tonight. Make sure you drink that water, stay inside in the cool, watch your animals, and check on those folks who might need some help. Bladen detectives are investigating two deaths from over the weekend. A Clarkton woman was found dead in a bogged-down car with a toddler and an impaired man on Friday. Ashanta Hill, age 35, was in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Cedric Williamson, a passenger in the car, told deputies that he was beaten by family members of Hill's just before law enforcement arrived. The toddler was uninjured. In an unrelated case, a man was found shot to death at a trail ride near Tar Heel on Sunday. Samir Register was found beside Spring Branch Road just before midnight. He died later at an area hospital. He had been shot at least once. A shooting at Sawmill Apartments Friday in Whiteville left one man dead, one critically injured, and a third in jail. Andre Barr, age 41, is charged with murder, attempted murder, and multiple other felonies. Whiteville police said he shot and killed Patrick Solomon, age 26, and wounded Curtis Gallins, age 37, around 6:30 p.m. Solomon was pronounced dead at Columbus Regional. Gallins was transported to Nova Hunt, New Hanover, with critical injuries. Both were shot multiple times. That investigation is continuing. Filing ended Friday for the November municipal elections. Contested races are on tap for the Whiteville and Lake Waccamaw mayor seats, as well as town boards in Whiteville, the Lake, Sheburn, and Tabor City. We have a full breakdown at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will review the bids on the Lewis Smith Park project, which is set to be built in stages. The stages are paving, van shell, grounds, and facilities. The community space in downtown Whiteville will cost around $1.3 million to complete. The Fairbluff Watermelon Festival is this weekend. Look for a full schedule on our webpage. The first meeting of the East Columbus Education Foundation Swamp Keepers is tonight at 6 p.m., the first meeting for the school year, that is. That's going to be at East Columbus Junior Senior High School. Topics of discussion will be supporting the school, a night of worship, fall fundraisers, and the adaptive playground. Come out and find out how you can make a difference. North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences at Whiteville will be showing Mufasa, the Lion King, Friday from Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. for folks to learn about the amazing animals who prowl at night. The movie will be shown at 8. It's a family-friendly event, so please, no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, and no smoking. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in Whiteville. And tomorrow, what is being called one of the most ridiculous fundraisers for a good cause you can ever hope to see will be taking place in downtown Whiteville. WTXY Radio is teaming up with the Dixie Youth Baseball Team to raise money for their trip to the DYB World Series. We're not going to give the surprise away, but keep your eyes open, be generous, and help these players out so they can make that big trip and make us all proud. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.